What's going on, Cleavey Today listeners? It's David here from the Cleavey Today Show, and I just want to let you know that today's episode and today's secret word is brought to you by Mighty Muscadine, king of the superfruits. Mighty Muscadine offers a variety of products from their signature Muscadine grape juice to powerful dietary supplements. All of their products are made with 100% natural ingredients. No preservatives, no added sugars, just the pure, rich taste of Muscadine. If you're looking to boost your health, Mighty Muscadine has you covered. Visit their website today, that's mightymuscadine.com, to learn more about the incredible health benefits of muscadines and discover your new favorite superfruit. And make sure you use our promo code, that's today, T-O-D-A-Y, at checkout for an exclusive discount on your first purchase. Not only are you saving money, but you're supporting our show as well. So thank you. Today's secret word is phenomenalism, and today's secret word contestant is John Galantis.
You're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
You can find us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions for Dr. Shah or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028, or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right, and you guys can help us keep the conversation moving forward by supporting the show. You can share it online with your friends and family. Leave us a good five-star review on iTunes or Spotify. Absolutely nothing less than five stars for any reason imaginable under the sun from here and for the rest of time. We're going to leave a little link right in the description.
And forevermore,
and
amen.
Forevermore, and all God's people said, amen. We're here once again in the Cleavey Today studio with Dr. Abadan Shah, who's a PhD in New Testament textual criticism, professor at Carolina University, author, full-time pastor, and the host of today's show. Dr. Shah, welcome, my friend.
Welcome.
It's Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
I was looking at the TV.
Yeah.
I was thinking it's coming out of the TV, but it's coming out of the speakers.
Yeah, it's coming out of those little speakers.
No connection between the TV and the speakers.
None at all.
We just have to look at it.
Yeah,
while
they're talking about a big winter snow strike in New York. Again! I read that in Monica Geller's voice. Again! Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm hoping that snow stays up north. I don't want it to come down here.
No, it just needs to stay there.
Yeah, stay right where it's at. Dr. Shah, I think you and I are of a similar mind.
We have a little bit of snow.
No, because the second the snow falls, it's very, very beautiful. The first time you go down into it, it's ruined.
It's fun.
It's a bunch of brown mush underneath.
Playing snow angels, and it's
it
fun.
Doesn't ever work like that though.
Fun time.
You like it, David? You like it?
No snow.
Oh. I thought you said you like winter.
No, I'm starting to not like it. No,
what?
No snow.
Since when?
Since this season. I'm not a
this
snow.
This is new.
I'm the
only
one.
I miss the old David. I miss the old David. Just for that, you're no longer my friend.
I don't like winter. I don't like winter, but I'm starting to like Christmas. So
you don't like winter.
You don't like winter, but you're starting to like
the season of Christmas.
The season of Christmas.
Yes.
This is nonsense. This is just a bunch of phenomenalism. I don't know what any of this is.
This is Huey Bluey.
I like that a lot. Did y'all try?
I want a little snow. I'm just going to say that. I'm going to throw it out there. I want
By
a little
way,
snow.
I just
want to
get that out of the way early. Phenomenalism. I said it three times. Phenomenalism. You let that
when
one go by.
Did you say that?
I said it thrice.
I heard that, but I was like.
I said it thrice.
I completely did not even hear you say that.
I kept saying it because I felt like I was sliding it in all the chaos. So I was like, I got to say it once where it's like clear and visible. What happened?
What is that?
You didn't use it right.
What do you mean?
What
is phenomenalism?
The doctrine that physical objects exist only as perceptual phenomena or sensory stimuli.
Okay. Tell me what. Hold on.
Word of the day, foul.
Don't reread it.
Word of the day, foul.
Don't reread it. Someone's secret word, by the way. Don't reread it. Someone tell me what that means.
What?
What you just read. Tell me what that means.
What he read
without rereading it. Tell me what phenomenalism means. He just explained it. Now tell me what it means.
I need to hear the definition.
Nobody knows what that means. It's a bunch of nonsense. It's a bunch of nonsense.
So phenomenalism is the doctrine. Okay, just listen. The doctrine that physical objects exist only as perceptual phenomena or sensory stimuli. So I think phenomenalism, if we wanted to relate it to Christianity, would be like Jesus didn't come in a physical body. He was just spirit.
This doesn't exist.
No, I don't think so.
This only exists in that I can perceive it. If I can't perceive it, it's not real.
This is Platonic. This is what Platonic, mm-hmm. Plato talks about that the other world,
the ideal,
the
world of forms.
Right, and so that's what it is. Yeah. I bet that's what you're talking about.
It's gotta be what it is.
And well, so you just said wrong.
Which means I use it.
Is he real? Is he real?
He's real, but his love for Christmas is not.
I cannot that's what I'm perceive, saying. David.
His love for winter and Christmas is not
the,
really
the Christmas
there.
Carol got me.
Did you see what was the
did your heart get warmed alongside Ebenezer Scrooge?
The Christmas Carol got me.
The Matthew McConaughey thing. It's a fugazi. It's a fugazi. It's a wazi. It's a woozy. It's not on the elemental chart. It's never landed. It is no more. It's not stinking real. You never seen that? You know, people have been writing and saying the show's getting a little bit too silly.
And I might agree with them.
Let's just read the verse
anyway,
of the day.
Anyway, the verse of the day comes to us from Luke chapter 1, verse 68. Lots of verses in Luke chapter 1.
Yeah, that's
Luke
true.
Luke chapter 1, verse 68.
Maybe it has something to do with Christmas.
Could be. Blessed is the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets who have been since the world began.
All these people, Dr. Shaw, talking about the New Testament does away with Israel, right? Does away with the God. God's no longer the God of Israel. Right here in the, I would say, one of the newest of New Testament books in the Gospel of Luke, it says, blessed is the Lord God of Israel because he's redeemed his people. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that's sort of the hope of Christmas, not just the Jewish people he's redeemed everyone. And yet we see that the same God of Israel is the same God in the Old Testament and the New Testament.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Well, when the angels came to the shepherds, they said, glory to God, in the highest, mm-hmm. and on earth, peace mm-hmm. toward men mm-hmm. of goodwill, or, mm-hmm. you know, peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Yeah.
So there's a difference, by the way, in those two renditions.
Right,
but
right.
Either way, on earth, mm-hmm. on earth, yeah. not just in Israel,
right?
Not just in Palestine, just the land, mm-hmm. which became known as the Promised Land. Now, this is for all people.
Right, right. right. Of course.
So beautiful. Did you guys have one of the candy apples that somebody brought us?
Did you? Yeah, I did.
I did.
I had a.
It was nice.
It was nice, but
it's nice in the Christmas season. Some people, you know,
it was green apple.
It was a green apple.
It was
good.
A green apple.
You don't like green apples?
I detest green apples. I love the red apple. So here's the thing. I don't want to say this too much because someone thought enough of us to bring candy apples.
It was sweet,
and I did. I will say I ate it with the candy peppermint coating. I did like it.
It was good.
I didn't eat the whole apple. I sliced some off. At the, do you remember the Kindle event we did over at the school?
Yep.
They had candy apples there. And Gavin was so excited to eat one.
Oh, yeah.
We both got one. Gavin was so excited to eat it. And I messed up. I made a big mistake. I bit right into it. It was sour. I was like, oh, yuck, it's green. Gavin was done. He was like, oh, it's green. I don't want it. And Ellie was like, thank you for that. Thank you for that. He was really excited to eat a green apple. So... even to this day, he won't touch the green ones because I reacted that way.
Oh, Dad said it's gross. So
and
now
I
it's gross.
Knew better. I knew better, but I made the ultimate sin.
Fatal mistake.
Yep. But these candy apples, do we know who dropped them off?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a company that we've done business with here as a church. We use them for several of our events. And just as a thank you for using them for business, they sent us some candy apples.
You had the peppermint one nice. With me, right?
What I did was I didn't just bite into. I can't. All of my fillings will come out.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have to take a knife and just slice off the top.
Yeah,
yeah.
And
same.
Then I eat it.
An same. Apple on its own is kind of tough to bite into, but when you surround it in like hard candy, I mean, that's
it was definitely a risk because everybody was like, just bite into it, and I was like, no, because what if it's green? So then I cut it up, but then Nicole was like, if you cut it, you will eat it. I was like, okay. So it was green, but I ate it and it was pretty good. It didn't taste as sour as I was expecting.
It helps to use green apples in candy apples because the candy is already sweet. So the sour tartness of the apple balances it out.
Well, big thank you for the candy apples. That made my day.
Yes,
big thank you.
Yes.
Well, don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick break and be right back with more Clearview Today. Hey, Clearview Today listeners. Every day we invite you to join us in these conversations and explore the never-ending truth of God's word. And if you've been following the show for a while, if you feel like it's blessed you and you believe in the mission we're on, we invite you to partner with us through your financial support.
That's right. Your giving helps us keep the message of the gospel reaching more hearts and minds every day. And when you give for the gospel, that's not an act of generosity. That's an act of worship. It's a way to honor God and invest in his kingdom, knowing that every single dollar you give helps us share the hope of Jesus with a world in desperate need of him.
If God is pressing on your heart right now to give to the Clearview Today Show, you can visit our website, clearviewtodayshow.com, and press that little button that says Give Today. And we just want to say thank you for your support. May God continue to bless you as you partner with us in making our show as impactful as possible for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's right. We appreciate every single one of you. Now let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028.
That's right, Dr. Shah. You know what time it is, my friend. Our favorite
time of the week.
Mail time. Brings back good memories. Take it away, Ryan.
Here's the mail, it never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail. Mail.
Oh, we got a special one on the show today. This one comes from AC, which stands for Anonymous Coward. Oh. So I'll tell you this.
Well, are you planning on saying that?
No. Well, I typed Anonymous Coward in as a joke, and then I was like, yeah, sure, why not?
In the famous words of the classic movie Space Jam, Hoop, there it is.
Yeah, that one's better than what I was going to call him, which was probably going to be like Stinky Britches or something like that. So every now and then, mostly, I will say 99.5 of the mail that we get is all very positive. Dr. Shah, I love your content,
M-A-I-L.
Dr. Shah. Yes.
Mail.
Mail, yes.
It's not M-A-L-E.
No, none of that. None of that. We don't do that, yeah. Almost all of it is all positive. Like, Dr. Shah, you've helped my marriage. Dr. Shah, you helped my family. Dr. Shah, I'm reading your sermons. I love your text critical work. I'm going to power through. Every now and then, we get a little bit of crazies. Most of them we don't read on the air.
No.
Because they're just...
They're just that crazy.
They're crazy, and that's what they want. They want some attention. But this one, I thought maybe we should address this, because this is the first, I feel like, of many. Anonymous Coward writes, okay, well, there's also something else. They didn't submit it through the number. They submitted it through our church website, the How Can We Pray For You?
Yeah.
So it says.
That was interesting.
Yes. So Anonymous Coward writes, under the subheading, How Can Dr. Shah Pray For You? Gender roles. Heard about South Korea 4B movement. 4B. Four no's, because South Korean women are raped, sexually abused, no date, no sex, no marriage, no kids. They sent a link to a Guardian article. Some call it feminism. I call it survival. It's the next subheading says, would you like someone to follow up with you? They put no. And then under first name and last name, they put anonymous. Okay. So they sent another one. I'm assuming it's the same person. It says, how can Dr. Shah pray for you? The sermon about gender roles is irrelevant. There is a serial adulterer nominated for the DOD. What is that? The DOD, Department of...
Defense?
Yeah. Okay. There are no men holding him accountable. 5 affairs, first marriage, second marriage broken, but I'm not going to say that on the radio. The third wife consensual with NDA in payment. So if a foreign country wants to undermine U.S. military, it only needs to send an irresistible female. Why don't preachers call out male serial adulterers? It takes two to tangle, which I don't think that's the phrase. I think it's two to tango. Mm-hmm. But why are women to blame? I'm not going to read that on the radio. He does not want women in the military because he cannot control his lust. He labels women in the workplace, blah, blah, blah. It goes on like this for a good while. Typically with stuff like this, we're like, hey, let's not even worry
file
about
13.
It. Yeah. Just we'll file that under F for floor. but with this one, I felt like, you know, I think this is the first of many. And yeah, so we may as well go on ahead and just talk about it. Not that there's anything really here to talk about, but, just to address the fact that we're not blind to any of the complaints that people are saying.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know what her point is or his point is. I'm assuming it's her.
I would assume the same. Yes.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, if you knew us, you would know how many, if you ever heard us, you would know how much we try to advocate for women's rights. Mm-hmm. And we talk about how important it is to treat women with respect and mm-hmm. how they deserve treatment, mm-hmm. well treatment, equal treatment under the law or under, you know, when it comes to their pay or salary, all of that. I mean, I have 2 daughters.
Right.
And trust me, neither of them will ever cower down.
Right.
Having said that, if you go back to that show, what were we talking about? We were talking about this strange movement that they were going to punish mm-hmm. men mm-hmm. because of the
An
government.
Election result.
Yeah. Right. That's what we were talking mm-hmm. about. It's like, you're going to punish them for election results.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah. Our point was, number one, it's not going to work. It's not sustainable.
Right.
you're going against. Well, anyway, it's just not sustainable. Number two, What was the second? I was going somewhere with that. Well, I just had it.
She's talking about in the context of the country of South Korea. And yes, that's where the movement originated. But we were talking about it in the context that it's gaining ground in America.
Yeah. Right. And I don't think it's gaining that much ground.
No, I haven't heard about it.
Yeah, it's like it's gone.
It
I think it's over.
Yeah.
So it was just a flash in the pan, right. I haven't done research. I just heard about the letter. So I haven't done research to see how many women are going along with this. I'm sure there are some here and there, but I don't think it's that prevalent. Right. Well, David said something. I mean, why don't you share what you just said to me? He has texted me this response. I think it's great, but he came up with this, so I'd rather him say it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I was confused by the whole, like, four Bs, because it's no marriage, no sex, no dating, all of that, but that's not going to stop rape.
Yeah, no, it's not.
So why would they, like, if that's a punishment
they're
for people doing that?
They're punishing mankind,
yes.
Male specific.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
But, you know, okay.
Right. Yeah, okay. Go for it.
It doesn't make any sense.
Go for it. But Dr. Shah, you hit the nail on the head.
Guys will be bad guys. Okay? Yes.
Exactly.
And they will not change.
And it's already fizzling out. I don't see it really happening as much. When was the election? November 5th?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is December 19th. It's pretty much dead.
Yeah.
Just know our heart. I have two daughters, and my mom was a principal of a school in India. Mm-hmm. You know, she had to fight for her rights. I mean, she had to make sure she had equal status among a male-dominated society. But nonetheless, she persevered, and she was a role model to me in many ways. So don't think for a moment that we're here to talk bad about women. To the contrary, right? You know, we always lift up women. I always say everywhere Christianity went, it elevated the status of women, and yes. We should do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, this past weekend when I preached on Judges 19 and 20, I believe, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we talked about how the woman who supposedly, you know, everybody calls her an adulteress, but not an adulteress.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And she was a good woman. And, you know, but yeah, misguided, but good. So every time we have an opportunity, we make sure we elevate the status of women.
Right.
So don't think for a moment we're here to just talk down about them or tell, you know, sleazy, nasty men like, oh, you can do whatever you want to and it's right. All good. No. To the contrary, we'll fight against them.
Yes, of course. Yeah. In fact, I'm glad you say that because the very last thing that she put in this email or whatever, this comment in all caps was, why not preach about the male sin of adultery?
I do.
Guess what?
Right. Well, that's what I was going to say. She references the that sermon about gender roles. If you listen to that full sermon instead of just picking and choosing with sound bites that you like.
Oh, my goodness.
You absolutely call out male adultery. You call
absolutely.
You call out men's problem with lust. You call out men yes. kind of yeah. taking advantage of women.
Yeah.
That's the full picture.
What kind of headphones she had on.
They were like had some cheap Beats with Dre.
Yeah. Yeah, because it was all bass. Apparently it blocked out half the message.
Yeah.
Go back and listen to it.
Right.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
If you know our heart, we would never talk down about women or be okay or wink at women being mistreated. Come on.
Mm-hmm. No.
If you heard this show long enough, you know we fight against that.
That's right.
If there's abuse involved, I don't care if it's physical or mental or emotional, we speak out.
Mm-hmm.
Speak out.
Mm-hmm.
Tell people, it's not religious to say, hey, I'm going to endure this. No, talk to me. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we're not going to sit here and glorify a movement that is, you know, baseless and useless.
That's true.
What are you doing?
That's true.
Just like David said, stopping, you know, dating or marriage does not stop bad men from doing bad things.
That's right.
They will still do that.
And I think, and Dr. Shah, maybe you can comment on this because you've actually met this person, but we will not this person who wrote in, but what I was going to say is we will also not shy away from supporting a president who stands on biblical values.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, if they stand for biblical values, if they truly are going, if they're the ones who we've elected, then we're not going to shy away from that because of his past or whatever. We're not going to. There's right. no need to.
I'm not electing a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm electing a leader who right. will go out there and do the job. Now, I'm not going to elect somebody, a bad, immoral, terrible person, mm-hmm. okay? And you say, well, wasn't he that or did he not do this? If we get into that, it'll be hard to find the ideal candidate unless Jesus is on the voting
ballot. Yes, of
ballot,
course.
Right?
I was going to say, are we going to take, what do you call it, invalidate Paul with his past? Are we going to invalidate David with his past?
Yeah, right? I mean, yeah, according to their definition, nobody can really be our president other than Jesus.
Right.
Not possible. So we have to go with person who will get the job done, is
did the job the last time and is doing everything possible to help us live a peaceful, a flourishing, a good life in America. Yes. That's what we're praying for. Yeah. And so, again, I'm not quite sure who she's referring to in the Department of Justice or
the Department
Defense.
Of Defense. Yeah, I was thinking that. I was thinking when she started listing all the marriages that she was talking about President Trump, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, I don't know who she's talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, a lot of this is kind of nonsense. Like one of them that I didn't read, she said he doesn't want I think I did read it. He doesn't want women in the military because he can't control his lust. That doesn't even make sense.
Huh? So like he's going to go fight along with all the women in military and do what with them?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Like while they're fighting, do something to them?
Yeah, you always get, and you're always, and I think I kind of see this as a good thing. Another reason I wanted to address this is because I honestly see it as a good thing because all of the valid shows that where people are actually talking about something important, they attract things like this.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
These people
as these, close to spam as possible.
Yes, right. Of course.
Without being one. I don't think this is spam, but still it's like you're saying because he cannot control lust, so he's going to remove women from military.
Yeah, I don't get that. Shouldn't he put them in military if he can?
Yeah, so if he wanted to do something and then join the military himself.
Right. That doesn't make any sense.
You know, no,
but even, I mean, negative comments like this, negative emails like this, prove that you know God is using this show to reach people. This show's reach is expanding and it's growing and people are being impacted for the sake of the gospel. And some are going to push back against it because you know they're not moved toward Christ. They're moved away from it.
That's true. That was always the vision of our show, was that people would be reached. People would be impacted by it. And Dr. Shah, I think that was always on your heart, that you knew this show eventually, because the bigger this show gets, and it is getting bigger, the show is growing. It's starting to spread out across the East Coast, more and more and more states. It's actually funny. More and more stations are calling up the Truth Network and saying, we want
this. Yeah, absolutely. So, which is, thank God for that. I mean, this is God's blessing upon us. It's not us, it's Him. Mm-hmm. And so we give Him the glory. We want to give Him the praise. This show is to, number one, make Christ visible.
That's right.
It's to glorify Jesus Christ. He is our life. Mm-hmm. He is our salvation.
Yeah.
He is our hope eternal. And so we want to glorify Him. And again, it's because of Him we're able to do all this. Mm-hmm. So I want to make sure people know this. We're not trying to discourage you from writing to us.
Yes, of course.
Please do. We're not going to roast you every time you write.
Even if you disagree.
Yeah, it's okay to disagree. Just make sense.
Yeah, that's right.
Just try to make some sense. I mean, what are you trying to say?
Don't vomit into the comments section and then be like, show them.
Got it.
Yeah. Just kind of think through your thoughts and then write something.
Right.
And if it makes sense to you.
Yeah.
Just kind of think through.
Take some time. Read it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I encourage you guys to write in,
even if you disagree.
Because sometimes that will open us up to think. Now, it's not going to, you know, it's not like it's like a change my mind sort of thing, but it will open our thoughts to where you are.
Right.
You know what I mean? And Dr. Shah, I think you taught me this. You got to meet people where they are, because if they're saying things like this, even now, not this woman, but if they're saying things that disagree with you, you can sort of find out, where are you in life?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, what season of life are you in? Did you just go through some sort of tragedy? Are you lashing out? Are you genuinely lashing?
I think she's lashing out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But when you know where people are in life and you actually pour into them and you invest in them, you find out where they're coming from, you can reach them much better.
Yeah. Right.
And if you're lashing out, you're angry at some male, some man who did something to you, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
If it is, I'm so sorry. Because that's not right. That's right. Not good. That was never right. And it'll never be good.
Right.
And whether they get justice in this life, they'll have to face the ultimate judge one day.
That's true.
And no one can escape his side. So if something bad some man has done to you, please, report him for one.
Yes.
But you also know that God takes that sin very seriously. So we're not here making fun of you. All we're saying is it didn't make any sense.
Right.
What you're trying to say.
Right.
Or that we are not talking about men, because that's not true either.
Right.
Or that somehow somebody's going to take women out of the military to control their lust. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
I understand that.
So again, please Try one more time.
Yeah, try it again. I would actually like to hear from this person. If for whatever reason, like I said, they didn't text in the radio number. They went to our church website and listed this. But if you want to give it another shot and actually maybe try to make some sense out of that, I know Dr. Shaw and Ryan and myself would be glad to address it on the show in a way that actually makes sense. But just to be clear to everybody, we will not make a practice out of reading all the crazy emails that we get. I just wanted to do this specific one because I thought it was one of the funnier ones.
That interesting ones. Yeah. It was kind of interesting.
Yeah. We always, anytime you do something like this, you're always going to get the same old ones. Dr. Shaw is a false prophet. Dr. Shaw doesn't know this. You're always going to get that. Like, there's no point addressing those. But this one I thought was sort of off the rails. Yeah. We got about 5 minutes left. Do you want to talk about our live stream on January the 3rd?
Yes.
From 7 to 9, we're going to be going live.
Yeah. That's right. Prayer is very, very important. The longer I live in this life, the more I realize how vital is prayer for our lives. Mm-hmm. See, right now, just think about the burden that you're dealing with, whatever that may be. Just think, everybody in this room, something that you are really, you know, like, it's not like it's like a thorn in your side, but it is a burden that you're carrying. Mm-hmm. Okay, everybody thought of one?
Mm-hmm.
Have you really earnestly prayed to God for it?
No. No.
See what I'm saying? So you're carrying that burden without praying and asking God to answer that need. So here's what I'm going to challenge every listener on the radio or on the podcast or on YouTube, whatever that is right this moment that you are concerned about. Maybe it's a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's finances. Maybe it is health. Maybe it's some spiritual struggle. Maybe it's some addiction. I don't know what it is, but it is that one thing. Start today. Start right now to pray and say, God, I want you to answer this for me.
Yeah. Amen.
God, I'm trusting you in the name of Jesus. Please help me here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm willing to trust you and wait upon your timing. You will answer when you're ready. You will work all things together for good, but I need you to answer that. I want you to give that to God. And then I want you to do that again.
Mm-hmm.
Every time that burden feels heavy on your shoulders, every time that thought comes into your mind, every time you feel like defeated, discouraged because of this thing, whatever that thing is, pray.
Hmm.
Say, God, I'm coming to you once again. I know I came this morning. God, I came an hour ago, but I'm coming again right now. Would you please answer and see what God will do in his timing?
Amen. I love it. I love
the emphasis that we place on prayer. It's not an afterthought. It's not just, we ought to do this, ask the blessing. There's an emphasis on prayer because it's so critical to our relationship with God. It's so important. And it's not, I put in a prayer and I get what I want. It's
right.
Not, God isn't a
like a vending machine.
Yeah, he's not a vending machine. He's not Cosmic Santa. He's not things like that. It shifts your heart to match God's heart.
That's right.
The more you pray, you will begin to pray for the things that God desires.
That's right. We want to be able to do that with you live on the air here on the Clearview Today Show, January 3rd from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. We're going to be going live. We're going to be taking your calls, 252-582-5028. We encourage you. In fact, we ask you, call in because it's our pleasure. It's really our joy to be able to pray with you and minister you for those 2 hours.
That's right. Also, big shout out. We had a recent change in our stats. I don't know if you guys saw that. There was a change in our number 5 listenership spot. Hmm. So they give us the top 5
Singapore.
Slots. Singapore.
There's listeners.
And that's number 5 in the top 5.
Do you have any friends in Singapore, Dr. Shaw?
I don't.
I don't know who's listening to us in Singapore, but thank you.
Shout out to those who are listening
in
Singapore.
It's our top 5.
Our number 5 most downloaded, most streams, downloads.
Most downloaded, something. I think.
Most
what,
downloads.
What happened to, what was
Anaconda?
It? Anaconda, Montana.
Anaconda, Montana
what
fell off.
They're number 6?
All right, Anaconda. Still
thank
hanging
you,
in there.
Singapore,
top 10. Thanks,
Singapore
Anaconda.
Said hashtag Anaconda's going down.
Anaconda's Anaconda.
There you go.
Oh.
Very nice. I got to give you that one. I always forget the applause lasts so long.
That's right. But that's right. Top 10. So shout out to both Singapore and Anaconda, Montana.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Thanks again to Mighty Muscadine for sponsoring today's episode. Great episode. Wonderful conversation. And don't forget that you can support us by subscribing to the show on iTunes if you want to re-listen to any episodes or share them with a friend. You can always support us financially at clearviewtodayshow.com. John, plug us some stuff as we head out of the show today.
Absolutely. Dr. Shaw's and Nicole's book, 30 Days of Prayer. Praying for America, Daily Devotions to Heal Our Nation is available on Amazon right now. There's a new one in the works right now, so be on the lookout for that one coming up early next year. Also, our debut album, Heaven Here and Now, is available on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music, anywhere you can possibly conceive that digital music will be sold or streamed.
Make sure you guys join us. Great conversation to be had tomorrow. We love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow on Cleveland Today.